Well, good morning and welcome to White Rock Baptist Church. We're so grateful that you've joined us on this kind of cloudy Sunday-long weekend. Even if you're not watching live, we just want to say welcome and that we're glad you're here. I want to encourage you to check out our church website, and for those of you who are signed up, read our weekly emails. That is our first point of communication with you, especially as we head into summer. We just have a bunch of different activities. That is the place to go for all of the details. Also, if you are watching live and on YouTube, I just want to encourage you to use the live chat. We miss you in this building, and it is not the same as being able to turn around and talk to the person behind you, but it is a way for you to connect as a church family and us with you as a church staff, so you can say hi to Lisa and Jen as they're there this morning. I just am excited for the service today and excited to see how God moves and how he speaks to you, and so I'm going to pass it over to our great team that is here to lead us this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Today is a new day. I hope you find peace and rest in this day as we trust in the Lord and seek him with all our hearts this morning.
In the midst of whatever follows, O Lord, let me meet your mercies anew and anew and anew. In the midst of my dismay, fix my eyes again and again upon your eternal promises. How this ends, that is up to you. If the next news is favorable, I will praise you for the ongoing gift of life. But if tomorrow's tidings are worst, still, Lord, I will proclaim your goodness, my heart anchored ever more firmly in the eternal joys you have set before me. And when, whether days or decades from now, you finally bid me rise and follow you across the last valley, I will rejoice in your faithfulness even there, especially there, praying thy will be done, and trusting by faith that it will be done, that it is being done even now, even in this disquiet. I am utterly yours, O Christ. In the midst of this uncertainty, I abandon myself again to you, the author and the object of all my truest hopes. Amen.
You have been faithful, and all my life you
Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Judge and our defender suffered and killed.
Would you join with me in prayer? Lord, we do surrender all to you, and that is not an easy thing for us to say, and that is a hard thing for us to continuously and daily do, but Lord, that is our desire. As people who love you and who want to serve you, we want to give it all to you, Lord. You are worthy of it, and your sacrifice of your Son has paved a way for us to do that and to be with you, and for that we are grateful. Lord, I just pray that you would empower us to sing of your goodness in those hard times as we are going to read about a story of your faithful follower, Daniel, who prayed out in a moment of scary times, Lord. I just pray that you would remind us in those hard days or those frightening moments that we can declare your goodness, that we have these truths of who you are and of how you love us, and that we can stand confidently in those. In the good times and the bad, Lord, we thank you for your Spirit that you left us, that you gave us, that we have the Holy Spirit freely, and that we have access to your peace and to your comfort and to your guidance. We're grateful for that gift. And Lord, I just pray that you would make us sensitive to how you are moving in and through us, that you would keep our eyes open to the opportunities that you've put in front of us, that we would listen with our hearts and with our ears, and that we would be obedient and that we would follow. Lord, that you would give us that strength on a daily, sometimes hourly basis, that you would remind us that you are near and that you are with us. And we are so grateful for that gift. And Lord, as we move into a time of hearing your word, I just pray that you would keep us sensitive to what you are teaching us, that you would remind us of the truth, and you would speak to us and make us aware of how you are moving in and through us. And so, Lord, we say that we love you and that we are listening. In your Son's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you to Lauren, Ferris, Janet, and Hannah, and the team behind the scenes. Good morning, everyone. I would say it's great to see you, but of course, you're seeing me. I'm not seeing you. Hopefully, that will change. I know that a whole bunch of us are kind of hopeful this weekend. We know that, you know, under COVID, restrictions seem to come and go and then come again. And on midnight tomorrow, we know the current restrictions are going to end. We don't exactly know what it's going to look like in a few days' time, but, you know, if you want to know what we are going to be doing based in response to that, keep an eye on our website, and, of course, keep an eye on our weekly email. We'll explain kind of what's happening as we get there. And as I kind of think about that, I'm reminded that this series of Daniel that we've been going through over the last weeks really is a fitting series at this time. If you're joining us today, maybe just checking us out online and you haven't been a part of the last couple of weeks, we've been working through the book of Daniel. And Daniel reminds us over and over that despite appearances, despite what things might look like, ultimately God is in control. And so there's been that little image of this throne throughout and this throne in the background, because in the book of Daniel, kind of we see these kings come and go. And these kings believe they've got authority, they've got the power, where in actual fact, God remains in control over all these.